And we're back. This is Lee from Huntsville in for Phil Williams. Right Side Radio Studios, local, state, national, all the issues were solid, conservative, and just plain right. And we have been talking about library lunacy. And before we move on to the next dipper, we had a call in from a wonderful lady. And we're going to have Amy Minton on. She is on the APLS board right here. She is from right here in Gadsden. And going to kind of have a quick conversation with her. So, Amy, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me. Thank you very much.
Well, I just want you to talk about this meeting last week. It's been called TENTS. And I know the board voted to terminate the employment of Nancy Pack. And then, because it'd been a year-long dispute, kind of is what they refer to it as. And so talk to me a little bit about that meeting and then kind of where we go from here with what the APLS is going to be giving directives to the libraries and that sort of thing.
Okay. Well, first of all, I want to say thank you to everybody from across the state that came and spoke at the APLS meeting, and for you and Emily and many people who have been in this fight to protect our children in libraries for years now. But I was encouraged by pastors, Moms for Liberty, Eagle Forum, just so many groups that came out to speak on behalf of children in library books. And I also appreciate the hardworking librarians and across the state of Alabama. And I will go on to say 90% of the libraries have updated their policies, and they have moved sexually explicit books or weeded them out, just as we've requested them to do. But there are a few libraries, about 10% in the state, that will claim to not know what sexually explicit is. And I think that is the point. If I could get one thing across, it would be, I don't know if they just aren't aware or if they did not get the email when it was sent out, but sexually explicit is clearly defined in Alabama Code 13A-12-200 or 13A-12-190. And so it's really not that hard. And if you take any book in the library, for example, the one Sex is a Funny Word, if it talks about any of the words that are listed in the Alabama Code under sexually explicit, it should be moved to the adult section or weeded out. So it's not hard. So like that book, Sex is a Funny Word, talks about masturbation. So on that one thing, it should be moved to the adult section. There should be no question. Some people have even said, some of the librarians, some of the library staff have said, yes, but we use it under education or instruction. And there is nothing in the code that gives an exemption to include books in the children's section about sex, particularly sex education or instruction. So it's really an easy concept if you just, you know, help us get the word out to look at the Alabama Code on the definition of sexually explicit. And so that is one of the things that a lot of the individual people at the meeting left with, was the pieces of paper that tell them to go into their library and pass out these forms that tell what the Alabama Code 13A is. And so hopefully we're going to see a lot of quick change on this, that there is no confusion. If it, a book talks about, mentions sexual intercourse, nudity, masturbation, any of the words that are listed in this code, they are to be moved right then to the adult section or weeded out.
So do you think now that's just going to be more difficult for them to claim that they don't know what the state means by, you know, by calling something porn or by calling something inappropriate, that's just going to kind of seal that up and say, you understand what it means. And at this point, are you going to look at defunding the ones that keep refusing?
Yes. And I think it's important that all of us, as soon as we see it, like the other day I was coming back from Montgomery and I read two articles from two different news sites, and both of them said, but the library code doesn't tell us what sexually explicit is. I stopped. I pulled over on the side of the road right then, called those two reporters, and I said, can you please look, and I sent them the link, can you look at Alabama Code 13-A-200? And we went over it together. Mm-hmm. And they said, well, okay, it does say that. What do you want me to do with it now? I said, go back and retract your article and put the information in there. If it mentions any of those words, it is sexually explicit. So I think it's going to take each of us continuing to do that, each mm-hmm. parent, each grandparent. You know, people say, well, what can I do? Take this code in there. Take these words in there and show the librarians and say, hey, I found this book, you know, mm-hmm. and say, it lists the things on this code. Can you please move it? And I have a feeling that they will definitely move it to the adult section at this point.
Wonderful. Hey. So,
okay. Hey, Amy, I have a question because I know we've kind of talked about this on and off. Funding mechanisms. So libraries get local, state, federal dollars. We've somewhat fixed the issue around state funding. I believe the executive orders now are fixing the federal funding. But let's say somebody goes in and they do exactly what you've asked, and the library's not complying. How do parents or grandparents, whomever, take that situation and then elevate it so that then the funding discussion can take place? Is it just through an APLS meeting, or is there another way to raise those concerns?
Well, just as you stated, definitely take it to the librarian first, the library director, and most of them, I think, once they see this, and now that they're well aware of the state Alabama code, I think they will move these books. And I have heard just in the last 2 days of people saying they're moving books to the adult section because they clearly understand now that it is written out in state code again, Alabama code 13A-12-200. And if they will not move it then you definitely bring it to the APLS meeting and make us aware of it. And, you know, what we want is for all libraries to be in compliance. And we want to bring more money into our libraries to, you know, to have better books. And I know several of the libraries here in Etowah County are doing amazing things this week, just bringing in all kind of speakers because it's spring break. And that's what we want. We want to have children to be children, and we want to fund our libraries more. And so that's what we're hoping.
Right. Yes. Well, I think that with this guidance, there can't be any question anymore mm-hmm. on what's allowed.
Exactly right.
There's just no more. Yeah, there's no more questions. So I think everybody just needs to pay attention. And if you see something, then you need to say something and you need to let people know.
Exactly. And I think so many of us have said it for so long. We just mm-hmm. take for granted that everybody knows about the Alabama Code 13A-12-200, but they might not. And so I'm going to ask the APLS to send it out again to all the libraries so that there is no question on the definition of sexually explicit, because it is clear.
Right.
And it is clear that it is not for education or instruction, especially not sex education or sex instruction.
Well, amen. Yeah, I think this is clear. And I just love the changes that I've seen at the APLS when you were brought on board, when John Wall was brought on board. I just see such a change in direction, and just wanted to thank you guys for all the hard work you've put into that, because it's made a real difference.
Well, thank you. And thank you to all of the people, the pastors, the churches, the grandparents, you know, just the individual moms, dads, everybody stepping up and speaking out, because that's what it really takes, is individual people standing up and speaking out. So thank you all.
Well, we appreciate you, Amy. Keep doing the good work.
Can I say one last word?
Of course.
You all are wonderful, but at this very moment, my favorite person on the show is John that gives the grade. So
oh, look at you trying to get a good grade.
I'm just kidding.
No, you aren't. He's laughing to himself, I'm sure. Well, thank you, Amy. I appreciate it
so much.
Thanks for coming on.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll move on then to talking about issues with Tesla and the Tesla takeovers and the direction our country is taking, because it's getting scary. It is scary, yeah, for sure. So we will see you guys back in just a few minutes.